Hey, yo, what up, what up, what up, Real Live Talk family? You know who it is, your man Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles, the host of the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. Yes, indeed. Coming here with episode 59, season 5, all the way live 365. That's always the goal. All praises due to the Most High, the All-Powerful, the All-Knowing.
For sure.
Thank you for this opportunity, you know. No pun intended, an old school special guest. You know, he ain't been on here before with me in the earlier seasons. But I got my man's back right here real quick, you know what I mean? Talk some shit, swallow some spit on some real live talk level, you know what I mean? He'll tell you who his name is on his own, you know what I mean? But go ahead and talk to him, man.
Hey, my name is G, stand for goodness and great things.
Yeah.
I've been here for a while. But maybe we're going to get into some interesting topics today that would be conducive to everybody's endeavors.
Looking for Monday. Yeah, talk to G.
This Blue Monday, you know. Remember my mama always say, stand for something before you fall for anything. But anyway, in the background, we got the Temptations with Masterpiece.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a masterpiece. So we're going to take a station break and get right back at you.
Yeah, y'all, right now. Yes, indeed. Turn it up a notch. So they can hear. Turn it up. Hit the volume one more time on them. Yeah. Yeah. We all the way live.
You know.
365. We still going too. That's what I love about it.
You know what? I like the old school music. Because it got a real message to it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, today's music, it's okay.
Turn it down real quick so they can hear you. Today's music ain't got nowhere near that hump.
You know, today's music, I mean, you got some.
You got some solid ones.
Yeah, that do some R&B ballads and stuff, you know. But for the most part, the economy, look, if you a hardcore rapper, you gonna get hardcore money. Simple as that. Because that's what the people is into. It's sad, but it is what it is.
They on some other shit right now. They always some other shit.
And see, and it's crazy because I'd be looking at my grandkids and I'd be like,
you turn that one more notch.
I'd be looking at my grandkids.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my granddaughter did something.
Right.
And I had told her prior to her doing it, I was like, you know, you shouldn't do that. She was like, why, granddad? I said, because I ain't going to be able to help you out of this one. So when she got caught, she threw me under the bus.
Right.
See, I think that's granddad.
I think that's right.
So I love my grandkids. I love them to death. And I remember how my grandmama used to treat me. So I reciprocated it with my grandkids. I said, look. She said, how you know that was gonna happen? I said, I used to be you only in a boy form. I said, I'm telling you where experiences made me better informed. Now, come to experiences. I had this professor tell me long time ago. Made a lot of sense, too.
Talk to him.
You don't have to experience a lot of things to know a lot of things. You can learn from other people's experience. You know, people be like, experience is the best teacher. That's some bullshit.
Explain why. Talk to him.
If you stick your hand in the meat grinder and get your hand cut off, I see your hand cut off. I ain't got to stick my hand in there. I just saw what happened to you. I'm learning from your experience. You know, and it's just like a domino effect. You know, I mean, hey.
Well, you're dealing with real live logic. But a lot of shit ain't logical no more.
Well, you know what?
That's a loss.
I try.
You're absolutely right with that, though.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
I ain't got to
go out there and tell somebody, hey, look, I got this Teflon Mason vest on. Shoot me, sure, I can see if it's vertical. No, I am not that guy. And I mean, and I'm saying, I see so much daredevil shit. Then I'll be like, damn. My sister be like, you getting ready to go to the store? You know what time it is? It's 6 o'clock in the evening. Ain't it dark over there? Yeah. Hey, look, sis, I'm good. But I appreciate it. But,
it's only 6 o'clock in the evening.
You going to the store now? Why you ain't go when it was light outside? Oh, Lord. But I appreciate that.
It's dusk right now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, look, and I appreciate, it's nice to be able to be 72 and have your family still calling and checking on you, but she talks like she.
Big time.
Oh my God, I love my sister to death. Right. If the police was ever looking for anybody, she would tell it. Bless her heart.
She would tell it.
But anyway, getting back to the musical aspect of this episode, like I say, me personally, the music piece.
Yeah, why'd you choose this song over here for this very moment? You know what I mean?
Because it had a beat that we could like pat your feet to. You know what I'm saying? You can get back into the groove of where you want to be. See, music takes you where you want to be.
Where you need to be.
You know?
Yes, right. Indeed.
So, and the drum was our first means of communication. It was the first, the drum.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you had them drums in there. Yeah. It's a historical moment. See, because... See, I was fortunate enough to be at the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream.
Okay.
I was a kid. All
right.
Didn't know the significance of whatever this was going to be. Me and my friends was down there doing God knows what. You know, because I was living in D.C. at the time, so
okay.
What they was doing was common to me. I see the White House, the monument. That was just... You know what I'm saying?
You see all our hard work right there in front of your face, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial. My father worked at the Department of Agriculture. My grandmother worked at the Pentagon. What the hell I didn't see in that
right.
city? You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, I'm good. So, they down there, man, it was people from everywhere. And I remember it was in 1900. 63.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly the date, but I remember because it was real hot outside. Right. And you would see people from everywhere, you know, and it was like, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to see three monumental events in my life.
Yes, indeed.
I was able to see the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech. I seen a black president. I seen a solar eclipse. And of course the birth of my first child, my only child.
Those are
a historical moment.
Those are the historicals right there.
Yeah.
I got to see the Million Man March. The Million Kids March.
Okay.
The Million Woman's March.
Okay.
9/11.
Okay.
I literally was supposed to go take my GED test on the day it happened. And they was like, we have to reschedule the test. And I'm like, no, hell no. You know what I mean? I'm ready to take this test.
Right.
I said, I don't think, have you seen
the
what's
news?
Going on the news? I said, yeah. I just woke up. Y'all woke me up. He said, well, you go ahead and look at the news and we'll see you in a week or two. It clicked me. It banged on me.
Wow.
It wouldn't even let me respond. I looked at the news, seen what was up. I was like... And then when they kept playing it over and over, and I happened to see that image of Lucifer's face in the smoke cloud, I was like, oh, shit. Things won't be the same no more after this.
You know.
This is...
That was... incredible.
And the solar eclipse. I got to see that in my own way.
Yeah.
I was actually cooking.
Okay.
And looking at it through my son Action Jackson's Snapchat. His Snapchat situation.
Oh, okay.
It was sunny like this.
Right. Then it got dark.
And then it got dark. Wherever he was at,
it got dark.
It looked like Cap Crystal Lake in this motherfucker, man.
I was outside like, this shit gonna look up.
It's gonna make me start worrying about my son all of a sudden. But I knew
it got dark real quick.
You talking about Camp Crystal Lake?
Yeah.
I was like, nah, man.
Branches
what is this?
Crunching this shit.
Branches crunching.
I was like, wow. This is incredible.
The branches is crunching. Yes, indeed, man. Yeah. But yeah, it's like these moments, man, of historical joints. Then you gotta look at some other shit that's just going on, and I'm like,
hey, matter of fact, while we on the topic of music, I don't know, but what you think? I mean, your honest opinion.
Turn it down one more notch, just one notch.
What you think about that Diddy and Jay-Z?
Oh, here we go. I knew you was coming with it.
No, I'm just curious.
I'm going to say exactly like this. I'm going to ask you a question real smooth.
Okay.
Real fast.
Okay.
I said it. I actually did a few episodes ago. Like, this won't be no sweet hangover is what I said. This will not be a sweet hangover. And the rabbit hole that has begun with this Diddy shit. It's going to take folks into some spots and spaces about their heroes and sheroes and just a different kind of thing. It's way bigger than the bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And the one thing that makes it the worst and the craziest is the sex trafficking shit there, man.
Yeah.
That's when it goes to the next level.
You
already know he was being shiesty on the artist.
Yeah.
But now this sexual deviant and sex trafficking shit just takes it to a whole nother level. And that's the rabbit hole I'm talking about. So, me personally, a lot of folks is getting off on it and everything becomes, you know, we in the times of hashtags and memes and I ain't on that shit, man. I ain't got nothing for it. I'm not going
to
build my content with using what's going on with this shit because we got that shit. We got the battles and beats between Chris Brown and Quavo. You got the, you know, the Kendrick, the Drake shit. And y'all Rick Ross involved. You know, we got all sorts
Drake
of...
Drake and everybody dissing everybody.
We got a lot of shit going on, man. And it's like all of it's distractions because the shit I care about that's really going on
is my money.
It's the other shit. My money is a whole other topic for real, but it's going to tap into the money.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
man, the chickens is coming home to roost, man. A lot of exposure is going on.
Yeah.
And they've been taking us through the motions and steps of going out with the old and coming in with the new. And the new is going to bring the old school ways and the newer type of form that y'all should be able to pay attention to by now. But a lot of folks are so happy with just knowing and being a part of what's the trendy shit and having a whack-ass opinion on it. And I ain't shitting on people's opinion. How feel how you want to do, live how you want to live, like what you want to like, heart what you want to heart. I'm not one of them ones, but I'm a be one of those ones that's letting you know. Quit being blind fools out here. Quit walking around with your eyes wide shut. Quit trying to always fit in. Quit always trying to be trendy.
Yeah.
Quit always trying to go for attention. And then when you get the attention, you think you got the nerve, your broken ass, to be judging who's coming at your ass based on your fucking energy you putting out here to the universe on what kind of motherfucker you are.
No,
male or female, y'all kill me with this shit.
Yeah.
You want attention, but you don't want attention. You don't know how to pick, you know what I mean? Your choice selection is whack, because you want what you want, but what you want ain't good for what you need, and you don't know how to fucking put those two together and make real sound decisions. So now we be asphyxiated with some shit that really you are the fucking master and savior of changing.
Have a check this
out. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense, though.
It makes a lot of sense, but then at the same time, it depends on the individual. Some people progress faster than others.
Of course it depends on the individual.
And then you got to look at it. Unfortunately, I say this cautiously, I've had, I didn't have more relationships than B.B. King at the Blues. And I done had a few that I would love to have back. I would take them back in a heartbeat.
Okay.
What I got now is just me. But I'm good with that. Because that allows me to explore my options. So when you have options in life, you can pick and choose what's going to be conducive to progress. You know? I mean, if you ain't an asset, which you a liability. Now, don't get me wrong. If OG, you can't bring nothing.
Let me see your glasses real quick.
They dirty.
Yeah, I got anything else for the OG. Finish your thought.
Hey, look. Hey, check this out. If you can't bring nothing to the table, check this out. Lisa helped set it up. Come on now. Meet me halfway. And I ain't mad at you.
Hey, you got to be about that no more. But a lot of folks is making it about that. And folks, when they talk about tables, they always bring up the first thing is money.
No, check this out.
That's what's going on.
Now check this out.
And it's disgusting.
The economy requires us to have a tool of exchange. Money is the tool of exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's now, necessary.
And people say money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. Man is the root of all evil.
For my.
Did it come off?
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, bro.
It's okay.
See? You bring me to my point. No man should be having... They should be giving you glasses every 6 months. We upgrade the glass joints. You know what I mean? That should come natural.
Hold on.
Hold on, y'all. Have a little quick distance. Optical difficulty. Push that there. Push that there in the nasal cushion. Take another quick break. Respectful way you gotta be. Take my man's glasses off. Having some difficulties with it real quick. Ain't telling the business, man. Just speaking the truth.
Man, work till I get to the optometrist.
You know what I mean? Ain't that cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Long down, far out. I'm good. It's time for another pill.
Anyway. But this indeed, folks, options. That's why I don't really be jumping on the bandwagon and no new friends yet. Without new friends, new people, because real power is people. And that create more options, create more opportunities. And if you're coming out there with a wholehearted kind of mentality and point of view with it, you ain't trying to look to use nobody. But the more folks you have access to, the more experiences that you'll definitely be able to, you know, a lot of folks live a real kind of guarded and shielded life out here. They know things and everything, but they have an issue with being around folks or situations or atmospheres that are unfamiliar to them. So they're either going to be too over judgmental towards the situation, or they're not going to even have no kind of way of feeling at all, because they ain't going to, you know what I mean? You got to.
Okay.
The only way to get folks out of their comfort zone is to experience more folks. You know what I mean? Because all of us have a lot of things in common, for real. We're the human race. Fuck what your culture is. We're the human race.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We all handle different things in life that we go through differently. But we all go through the same shit, for real.
Yeah, we do.
You know what I mean? Trying to survive out here without the blueprint. Some of us have a head start. Some of us don't. Some of us have a good sound mind on what's going on. Others don't. It's just a back and forth.
Yeah.
Like I said,
I guess it balances itself out some kind of way. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's the yin and yang of everything. You know what I mean?
Well, hey, you know what?
Can't have balance, don't have a good, you know what I mean?
You can't balance out that don't want to be balanced out at the same time.
Yes,
so I come to conclusion.
The conclusion
that if you with me and we going down the same road of progress, I say the road of progress. I ain't say the road of stress now, because if we going down the road of stress, you can stay in your lane and I'm gonna stay in my lane.
I wish you the best.
Okay,
yeah, you going down that lane of stress. I wish you the best. From afar, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to be nowhere around it. That's the other thing, y'all. If you want a certain kind of peace and energy and prosperity, you got to be willing to separate yourself and distance yourself and learn the difference between loving folks with their long silver, their long spoon, whatever.
Yeah,
long handle spoon. Or
with a long handle spoon.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Especially if you've been genuine and you've been cool, and you know you ain't wrong nobody that you might need to distance yourself from.
Yeah.
Sometimes they tell you, you got to go through that. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It hurts. But you got to do it, though, to show that you care about you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, how much do you care about you? For real.
And that's the truth. True words. I can't say nothing bad about that. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
How much do you care about you?
Like the man asked his boy, do you care whether you live or die? He said,
That's a topic in its own right there.
I really never thought about it.
You know what I mean? It gets serious with that question there.
Yeah.
It gets serious. We're going to save that for another time right there, because I've got something for that one. But we just want to talk some shit, swallow some spit real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot the winner right here. It's just a vibe. Just a moment. But one that we cherish off top. We all should.
Almost definitely. Thanks.
I've been trying to get my man G back on here.
And you know what?
His presence and his knowledge and experience is so conducive to growth like mine. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
And the world need to hear it.
See, because one thing for sure, the next time I'm on here, we're going to have a topic that y'all can call in on.
He said call in on. We got to set a whole different setup on that one, G. It's going down soon, too, though. We got that coming. Yeah. We got that coming. I can do polls and get folks' reaction on them. I'll get some polls going, but call-ins is coming soon.
Okay.
Call-ins is coming soon. There you go. We're going to go ahead and shut it down. Until next time.
Until next time.
The next time will be the best time.
You already know. We ain't going to waste time. Y'all be smooth. Y'all keep it all the way live. Be sucker free if you know how to be. But definitely be careful out here, for real.
Make your next move your best move.
Mm-hmm. Real live talk. Turn that music up a little bit so they can hear it out. We can ride it out here. Let's see what we got. Yes, indeed, y'all. Make your next move your best move. Okay. Yeah.